And begin by connecting your awareness with the body. And taking a moment to notice, how is the body now? So bringing your awareness into the experience of the body sitting. Knowing the contact of the feet with the floor and the contact of the cushion or the bench or the chair with the sitting bones. So you can sense into that support beneath the body. And let the weight of the body settle a little more fully. Because as the body settles and becomes still, the heart and the mind can follow. So we begin by putting this attention into stilling and steadying and soothing the body. And we can use the experience of breathing as a resource to support that. So with the body as a whole, as a kind of frame, we can then pay attention to the sensations of the breath coming into the body and leaving the body. Just that very simple, knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. And knowing the breath within a wide frame, so not needing to narrow the attention or force the attention, or at this stage focus too much on the details. Just allowing the gentle rhythm of the breath to wash through the body. Like a gentle tidal rhythm of rising and falling. And with the body and the breath as our home base, we can begin to explore other aspects of our experience. To begin to notice, how is the heart now? emotions or moods or mind states that might be present. To meet them with kind curiosity. Making space for whatever is alive in your heart right now. And likewise in the mind. Even though the body and the breath are our home base, thinking generally doesn't stop completely. So when you notice the emergence of some kind of thinking, just noticing, bringing that same kind curiosity to knowing thinking. So not getting caught in struggle with any aspect of experience, but noticing the effect. When the mind becomes preoccupied, likely you'll find that it creates some kind of tension in the body. Perhaps the eyes become a little scrunched up, or the jaw slightly clenched, the shoulders raise a little, or the breath becomes a little more shallow. So when you notice any kind of tension associated with thinking, seeing if you can gently relax the body, soften any tightening, release any contraction, and settle back into the soothing rhythm of the breath. In this way, a relaxed body supports a warm heart and an open mind. Body, heart and mind working together to experience more and more ease, openness, freedom, in silence now. as we come into the last few minutes of the meditation. It's possible that there's some kind of thinking in the mind. Without judging that, if that's true for you, simply notice the effect on the body. Perhaps a slight frown, or a slight clenching of the jaw, hunching of the shoulders, or a stiffening in the belly. And as you breathe in, you might use the expansion of the in-breath to open up any contraction or tightening. And as you breathe out, you might let that softening of the out-breath help to release any tension anywhere in the body. Or perhaps for you what's more predominant is some kind of emotion. And again, without judging, just making space for whatever is true in the heart right now. Meeting it with kindness, care, warmth, as if you are listening to a good friend. Listening to any deeper message that emotion might want to tell us. In this way, the body and the heart and the mind work together, leading us in the direction of deepening ease, peace, and freedom. May our practicing here together this morning help start the week well, for the benefit of all beings everywhere.